Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Seb.
And today we are talking about a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And on this TV show, we are going to learn about some rivers, some famous rivers around the world. So let's talk about rivers for a little bit.
Okay, well, there's a lot of them around the world. What famous rivers do we know?
I know the Nile River in Egypt.
Oh, of course, yeah, the Nile River, very long. And there's actually two. There's a blue Nile and
a white Nile.
Yes. There's also the Mekong River, which goes through Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
I've seen that one. I've traveled through there.
I haven't seen that one. But
what are some things we can do at rivers, though?
Well, you can row, like in Dragon Boat.
Yes.
And you can go fishing.
Yes, fishing. And also, while you're fishing, you can also look at lots of lovely nature, because lots of rivers have, you know, different animals. Mm-hmm. Some rivers even have dolphins in them.
That's right.
The Mekong has dolphins in it. Anyway, today we are going to take a closer look at some of the world's greatest rivers and some problems they may be facing.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Reading.
Jeremy Wade's Mighty Rivers. Great rivers aren't just amazing sights. They're bursting with plant and animal life. They're also important to the people who live near them. Unfortunately, due to climate change, pollution, and overfishing, the world's rivers are in trouble. On his new Discovery Channel show, Jeremy Wade's Mighty Rivers, the extreme angler investigates the threats six of them are facing. He's particularly concerned by the threats to the biggest fish, and not just because he's a fisherman. Big species are an important measure of a river's health. First, Jeremy visits the Ganges in India. This mighty river, which is holy to many Indians, should be full of fish. However, when Jeremy visits a market, he realizes that the fish he sees on sale are foreign species. They're farmed in ponds, and the river, which used to be full of big fish, is now empty. Thanks to this, fishermen are being forced to go into the jungle to catch crabs instead. This puts them in danger of attack from the area's tigers, showing how everyone is affected by damage to the environment. Upriver, meanwhile, the water is full of human waste and poisonous chemicals. Is there any hope for the Ganges?
Okay, so today we are looking at another interesting show by the Discovery Channel. Our article for today is called Jeremy Wade's Mighty Rivers, and it begins like this. Great rivers aren't just amazing sights. They're bursting with plant and animal life. Okay, so we had the phrase there, bursting with, so full of or overflowing. There's lots of plant life, lots of animal life.
That's right. Okay, so lots of plants and animals in these rivers. And the rivers aren't just important to the nature around them.
It
also says here, they're also important to the people who live near them. Of course.
Yes.
I mean, you get lots of things from the rivers.
Exactly, yes. And it then goes on to say, unfortunately, due to climate change, pollution, and overfishing, the world's rivers are in trouble. Okay, so we've got three reasons there. Climate change, pollution, and overfishing. Bad things. We also saw the phrase due to. So this is a useful phrase which means because of. We use due to when we are introducing the reason or reasons why something happens. So due to the bad weather, our trip to the beach was cancelled. We can also say due to the fact that plus whatever the thing was that happened. So due to the fact that Amy didn't show up on time, the meeting started 15 minutes late. So because Amy didn't show up on time, the meeting started late.
Right. Okay, so we saw that because of overfishing, climate change, and pollution, many of the world's rivers are in trouble. Now, we use the phrase, be in trouble here, To be in trouble means to be facing problems of some kind. Now here, the rivers are facing problems because of the world's changing weather and our bad habits. Mm. All right, has another example sentence we could say, I think Sam and Deirdre's relationship is in trouble. They keep fighting with each other.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. Mm, sounds like they've got some talking to do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's find out more about this TV show. It says, on his new Discovery Channel show, Jeremy Wade's Mighty Rivers, the extreme angler investigates the threats six of them are facing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we see here that Jeremy Wade is mm-hmm. an angler. Now, an mm-hmm. angler is a fisherman, but not one who catches fish for a job. An angler catches fish for fun or as a hobby.
We also saw the word investigate there, so let's jump to that to take a closer look. Okay, so we saw a verb there, investigate. When we investigate something, we search for lots of information about it so that we know more about it. A policeman, for example, might investigate a crime. He wants to know what happened, who saw the crime take place, and if there are any suspects. We don't just investigate crimes, though. We can investigate stories when you're doing lots of research before writing an article, or we can investigate scientific problems, such as the causes of a disease. We might even hear a strange noise in the garden and go outside to investigate. That last one is intransitive. So when we go out to investigate something, we are just exploring, okay? The list goes on. Our example sentence for investigate is, these scientists are investigating the causes of a strange new disease that is spreading quickly.
So what exactly is Jeremy Wade investigating? He's investigating threats that six of the world's rivers are facing. Mm. Now, a threat means the possibility of something bad happening. It's important to remember that a threat hasn't actually happened or is kind of in the process of happening, but it's something that could happen. Something mm-hmm. very bad could happen in the future. And if it does, you'll be in trouble. Here's an example. The game was canceled because of the threat of rain, but it actually ended up being a nice day.
Lucky there. Mm-hmm. Okay, our next sentence in the article is, he's particularly concerned by the threats to the biggest fish, mm-hmm. and not just because he's a fisherman. Okay, we saw threats again there, mm-hmm. our word for the day.
All right, so what are some of these threats to the fish? It says, big species are an important measure of a river's health. So a species is a group of animals or plants that are very similar to one another. Now, there are tons of species in the world, so we won't talk about all of them, but here's a couple of examples to show you what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Frogs are a species. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bears are a species. Horses are a species. Cats, all different kinds of cats are mm-hmm. a species. Okay, so they're animals that are similar to one another or plants that are similar to one another. Here's an mm-hmm. example. The scientists are studying a new species of spider they found deep in the jungle. Mm-hmm. Now, by measure here, we mean sign. So if you want to know if a river is healthy or not, you can study the big species of fish in the river. They'll give you the sign you're looking for. Yeah. So if they're in the river, that's a good sign mm-hmm. or a good measure for the river.
Mm-hmm. If the river is very clean, they mm-hmm. can grow very, very big.
That's right.
Yes. Okay, so next. First, Jeremy visits the Ganges in India. Okay, mm-hmm. so the Ganges is a very famous river, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. It's a very famous river. And that's not all it is. It also says, this mighty river, which is holy to many Indians, should be full of fish. Oh. Okay, so mm-hmm. a very famous river, a very mighty river. It's quite a big river. Mm-hmm. And a very holy river. Mm-hmm. Now, this adjective here, holy, is used to describe things that are connected to God or religion in some way. Now, if we call something holy, like the Bible, some people might call it the Holy Bible, mm-hmm. we are saying that it is very important to religion or religious people. Here's an example sentence. My mother believes that the Bible is holy, so she takes good care of it and treats it in a special way.
Mm-hmm. In fact, sometimes when you have to make a very special promise, you put your hand on the Bible, don't you? Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Okay, so back to our article. Mm-hmm. And it says, however, when Jeremy visits a market, he realizes that the fish he sees on sale are foreign species.
Mm.
Okay, so by the way, foreign there, we know that foreign means from another country.
Right.
But when we're talking about an animal or a species, we can also be talking about something that doesn't naturally live in the local environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the river or the fish that are in the market next to the Ganges are not from the Ganges, is
what
you're saying.
No, they're from other places.
Right.
From far away.
Okay.
We also saw that they were on sale, which is a phrase we can use to describe something that is being sold or is available for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have an example sentence for on sale. There were lots of different phones on sale at the electronics market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, if you are using British English, you can also use the phrase get something on sale, which means to get something at a discount. So I got some phones on sale, or some phones, that's a lot. I got a mobile phone on sale at the electronics store would mean that I got it at a discounted price, so for cheaper.
Okay, so we are seeing foreign species in the market here. They're not species from the Ganges. All right, so let's find out more about the fish that Jeremy is seeing in the market. It says they're farmed in ponds and the river, which used to be full of big fish, is now empty. All right, in that sentence, we saw that the river used to be full of big fish. Now, the phrase used to plus a verb is used to show that something was done or true in the past, but it's not true or not done anymore. So the river used to have big fish, but now it doesn't. Instead, people grow or farm the fish in ponds now. As an example, we could say, a bus used to stop right in front of my parents' house, but it doesn't visit that area anymore. Okay, so no more fish, no more big fish in the river. They have to grow them on a farm, I guess.
Yeah, and that's causing problems, we see, for the locals as well. Because the article explains that thanks to this, fishermen are being forced to go into the jungle to catch crabs instead. Okay, so we saw another useful phrase there, thanks to. And with this phrase, we aren't actually saying thank you.
Okay.
What we are doing is we're using it in a similar way to due to, the phrase we looked at earlier. Like due to, thanks to introduces the cause of something. Normally, when we see it at the beginning of a sentence, it tells us that the end of the sentence is going to explain the result or impact of something. We could also say owing to. That's another similar phrase that we can use there. So thanks to the terrible traffic, it took me more than 2 hours to get home from work last night.
That's right. Okay, so what is thanks to introducing here? It's introducing the fact that fishermen are being forced to go deep into the jungle. Now, we see a grammar pattern in that sentence. We're using the passive tense here. Be verb plus being plus a past participle, like our example, are being forced to. Now, when we use passive tense, we can often drop the subject completely because it's no longer important. In passive tense, the action or the object becomes the important part of the sentence. Now, in this use of passive tense, the one here in the article, we're using the be form being to show that the action is already happening and it's continuing. Now, we follow the being with a verb. It's not important what's making the fishermen do this thing, but it is important to say what the fishermen have to do. The fishermen are being forced to go into the jungle. Here's another example. Your skirt is being ironed. Here, we know that someone has already started ironing the skirt and that they're still ironing it now, but it's not really important who is doing it. Now, we also use the verb force in this sentence to show that the fishermen must do this thing and that they have little choice but to do it. We often use it like this, forced to do something. Here, the fishermen are forced to go into the jungle. They are not given a choice to go. They have to go.
Right, yes, mm-hmm. and that's quite a difficult thing to have to do, to mm-hmm. go into the jungle.
Right.
Jungle is a noun which means a thick tropical forest that is normally very big, mm-hmm. very wet, and very hot. Mm-hmm. What's more, it's very difficult to travel around. Mm-hmm. Now, jungles are very interesting places. They're mm-hmm. full of plants and animals that you can't find anywhere else in the world.
That's right.
They have tigers, mm-hmm. snakes, and colorful frogs, very different to what you would find elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And they're all these are all examples of animals that live in the jungle. Mm-hmm. In fact, even though rainforests take up a very small amount of the Earth's surface, only 2% actually, mm-hmm. more than half of our planet's plants and animals live in them.
That's right.
So they are very, very important. Mm. Anyway, some similar words to jungle we mm-hmm. could also use are forest. Mm-hmm. So that's normally smaller. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily hot, not necessarily in the tropics. Mm-hmm. We could also say a wood, which is even smaller than a forest. Mm-hmm. Or at the other end of the scale, we could talk about a rainforest, which is the biggest version of a jungle. It's a huge jungle with very tall trees and almost no light.
Right.
So our example sentence, which uses both rainforest and jungle, mm-hmm. is the Amazon rainforest is one of the world's largest jungles, covering 5.5 million square kilometers. Mm. Wow, huge.
Huge mm-hmm. and very important.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, so our next line in the article is, this puts them in danger of attack from the area's tigers, showing how everyone is affected by damage to the environment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so remember I said there were tigers? That's one of the reasons you don't want to go into the jungle.
Right.
Okay, so we have a pocket phrase, go there. Our wildest phrase of the episode here, to put someone in danger. Let's go over to our pocket phrase, go, to find out more about this interesting phrase.
Pocket phrase, go!
If we don't do something about the monsters, we're putting people around the world in danger. 自从哥吉拉出现以后，各种怪物在世界各地出现。而根据我，秦泽小猪博士的推测，假如我们不再想办法的话，全人类都会陷入危险之中。Put somebody in danger 就是危及某人的生命的意思。Put in 就是把什么东西置于哪里，所以人被 put in danger 就是人有危险。而现在全世界的人类都有危险，因此我决定能不能说服哥吉拉和其他怪物一较高下。 People are saying that I am putting my life in danger by trying to communicate with Godzilla, but I have no other choice. 没错，我知道这样很危险，但是我还是得试试。等等，哥吉拉，我看到他了，快点快点帮我叫他，快点帮我叫他。
All right, so while we saw that some fishermen were being forced to go deep in the jungle to catch crabs, there's no crabs left in the river, there's no big fish left in the river, there's other things happening here too. It says, upriver, meanwhile, the water is full of human waste and poisonous chemicals.
Oh, okay. Now mm-hmm. I see why they have so many problems with the Ganges.
Right.
Okay. So we saw upriver there, which is mm-hmm. an interesting adverb. When we say something is upriver, it is in a part of the river that is further away from the sea. Mm-hmm. We always use upriver because rivers are always traveling slowly downhill. So mm-hmm. if you're going further away from the sea, you're going uphill. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're talking about something that is closer to the sea, we can say that it is downstream.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right, so not only is there human waste in the water, there are also poisonous chemicals. Now, poisonous is an adjective, and it describes something that contains poison. That's the noun. So poison is a substance that can make you very sick or kill you. Now, lots of chemicals are poisonous, so if we touch or drink them, they could hurt us very badly. Now, plants and animals can be poisonous too, so you should always be careful when you see something. You don't want to touch something like a very bright frog, mm-hmm. because that bright color shows that the frog is poisonous. It makes it very easy to recognize mm-hmm. that this has a chemical in it that is dangerous. Here's an example sentence for poisonous. Don't eat those mushrooms. You don't know if they're poisonous or not. They could make you very sick.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we could also use poison, mm-hmm. couldn't we, to talk about something like someone's words, the way someone's
right.
talking. So mm-hmm. in a more kind of abstract way. If I say your words are poison, I mean that you are saying very nasty things, very
right.
hurtful things, mm-hmm. or you're trying to change the way people think.
Exactly.
Anyway, we're on to our last sentence of the article, and mm-hmm. it asks an important question. Is there any hope for the Ganges?
Who knows?
Oh, okay, well, that's one we're going to have to think about. But mm-hmm. first, let's go over to our For You chat question mm-hmm. and look at that.
For You chat.
All right, what's our For You chat question today?
Okay, so mm-hmm. our question for today is quite a nice one, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you have any special memories of a river, lake, or ocean?
Mm.
Share them.
Okay, well, I happen to live in a place in Canada that is close to all of those things.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time at the water. We were always going to the lake in a national park, or the ocean was only 20 minutes away, so we'd go to the beach for the day, those sort of things. So basically my whole childhood.
Your whole childhood, mm-hmm. that is, well, that's quite a special memory,
yeah.
I guess. For me, I also lived quite close to a river, I guess,
mm-hmm.
but not a lake or an ocean. But when I was about 12 years old, was mm-hmm. I 12? 12 or 13, mm-hmm. I went on a trip to the Ardèche, which is a river in France, in the south of France, which is very, very beautiful because it goes through the mountains, very dry, rocky mountains,
mm-hmm.
and it's very, very blue, very kind of
green-blue.
And there's lots of activities you can mm-hmm. do there. We did a lot of activities, actually. We went kayaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're in the little canoe and you paddle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did a lot of rock climbing as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you could canoe down the river to different places and then climb up them and then jump in the water.
Well, it's a fun day.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it was a fun 2 weeks. Yeah,
great.
So that would be my special memory of a river.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all we have time for today.
Mm-hmm.
But join us tomorrow and we're going to be taking more of a look at some of the world's greatest rivers.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Wade's Mighty Rivers. Great rivers aren't just amazing sights. They're bursting with plant and animal life. They're also important to the people who live near them. Unfortunately, due to climate change, pollution, and overfishing, the world's rivers are in trouble. On his new Discovery Channel show, Jeremy Wade's Mighty Rivers, the extreme angler investigates the threats six of them are facing. He's particularly concerned by the threats to the biggest fish, and not just because he's a fisherman. Big species are an important measure of a river's health. First, Jeremy visits the Ganges in India. This mighty river, which is holy to many Indians, should be full of fish. However, when Jeremy visits a market, he realizes that the fish he sees on sale are foreign species. They're farmed in ponds, and the river, which used to be full of big fish, is now empty. Thanks to this, fishermen are being forced to go into the jungle to catch crabs instead. This puts them in danger of attack from the area's tigers, showing how everyone is affected by damage to the environment. Upriver, meanwhile, the water is full of human waste and poisonous chemicals. Is there any hope for the Ganges?
Vocabulary Review. Investigate. The fire department is still investigating what caused the building to burn down. Threat. Pollution in the air and water poses a threat to animals and plants around the world. Species. Although dogs come in all shapes and sizes, they are actually a single species. Holy. Most religions have holy places, such as churches or temples, where people can pray to their god. Jungle. Many wild animals live in the jungle, including leopards and monkeys. Poisonous. If you are bitten by a poisonous snake, you'll need to get treatment from a doctor or else you might die.